This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, listen, for those that listen to the Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com, they know this information. Well, maybe not. There is a reason the Lord would have to say things twice to people, right? Abraham, Abraham, Moses, Moses, Samuel, Samuel, the list goes on. We need to be told things twice. Did you know, if you didn't know, and maybe you recollect just a little bit, well, let me refresh your recollection by bringing information to bring about solidity in what you believe and what you know. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. French Revolution, over 10 years after American Revolution, are into their 15th Constitution. America, you're still into your first. Brazil's into their 7th Constitution. And America, you're still into your first. Poland's into their 6th Constitution since 1921. But America, you're still in your first. Afghanistan's into their 5th constitution since 1918. America, you're still in your first. Russia, the 4th constitution since 1918. But America, you're still in your first. 15,000 writings analyzed by Houston professors found that 3,154 quotations and sources. They found that the Bible is found most quoted by our founders. Bible is found most quoted by our founders. 34% of documented quotes were from the Bible. I'll say it again. 34% of documented quotes were from the Bible. Matter of fact, the tip of the iceberg goes as follows. Separation of powers is found in Jeremiah 17:9. To be exact, immigration laws are found in Leviticus 19:34, to be exact. President must be a natural-born citizen is found in Deuteronomy 17:15. Read the whole chapter, by the way. It's great. The whole book, now that I think about it, it's one of my favorites. Witness and capital punishment comes from Deuteronomy 17, verse 6. Three branches of government is found in Isaiah 33:22. Tax exemption for churches is found in Ezra 7:24. By the way, churches are non-taxable. You can go ahead and look at the IRS publication 557. It's on the very front page of the paper. Now, with that said, we also find that republicanism is found in Exodus 18:21. Okay, well, why am I bringing this all up? Because if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going, right? We've hit on that before. Now, Folks, I'm sorry, we have some phone calls coming in right now. But what I wanted to cover here is the fact that yesterday it came up that they're teaching earth worship in public schools. Earth worship. It's communism. Okay? Earth worship, to worship the earth. They're teaching evolution in public schools today. Okay, which is illegal all the way up until 1968. They're teaching world governments through international baccalaureate. Animal rights, animals seen as brothers and sisters. This is what we talked about yesterday. Redistribution of American wealth to other nations. We're seeing America being depleted of its wealth by supporting other nations. Okay? Why? So we can have control over them. That's what the government is doing at length. Contraception and reproduction of health, illegal abortions. I don't want people too excited about what's going on here with Donald Trump. We were sent a email yesterday talking about how he defunded Planned Parenthood. No, he did in part to appease his constituents. If anybody's paying attention to the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that he signed under national security friends, it was a $50 million payout to reproductive, as they call themselves, Planned Parenthood's friends on a global scale. Just let's keep things into perspective here. Let's not get too excited about partial truths, because it's not what happened. They're also teaching debt forgiveness to, again, third world nations, adoption of the gay rights agenda, first demoralize a country and then overtake it. It's what's happening on a global scale because people love God so much they disobey him at every given opportunity. Elimination of the right to bear arms. This is why you have your little minions called representatives in the United States of America that are in fact working for special interest groups attempting to disarm you at every given turn while also alluring illegals in that mean to conquer your country at the same time. They're also teaching young people to set aside a massive amount of private land where no human presence is allowed. And this is what we talked about yesterday because it was kicked off from one of the articles on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. UN education agenda continues to advance under Donald Trump. Here again, mask off. Written by Lynn Taylor. Now what I want to do is I want to keep this as a positive because I'm showing you what they're doing, and in contrast, I want to show you how it counters, how it runs antithetical to that which our forefathers established. They're also teaching GLOBE, which stands for Global Learning and Observation to Benefit the Environment, run by Mikhail Gorbachev, the former dictator of Russia. He's now the head of an organization called Green Cross International, operating right here in the United States of America. Gorbachev is working to create world government, and he's helping to implement this through the educational scheme. Keep in mind, friends, while you're being diverted in so many different directions, their objective is to enslave your children by indoctrinating them on a 5 to 6 day a week curriculum. Okay, and what I just highlighted is exactly what they're doing. And by the way, this GLOBE also came through No Child Left Behind, which was established by none other than George W. Bush. You know, the Christian president, well, he's handing over your kids to be indoctrinated, which they're incrementally doing, and they are setting the stage for global government. They got to first enslave the up-and-comings before they can do so. And so far, they're successful in doing it because the parents are dropping them off at the schools to do so.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. We follow the Christ here. I want to let you know, friends, public schools are teaching what? John Dumphy, A Religion for a New Age, said some time ago that the Bible is not merely another book. It has and remains an incredibly dangerous book. Of course it is, to those that commit crime before God. Sinners. 1 John 3:4. I'm convinced that the battle for mankind's future must be waged and won, listen carefully, in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their roles as the proselytizers of a new faith. This is what's happening in public schools. These teachers must embody the same dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers, for they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach. So it goes across the boards. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new. The rotting corpse, here it is. The rotting corpse of Christianity, together with all of its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism, resplendent in its promise of a world in which the never-realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will finally be achieved. You can't make this stuff up, friends. You really can't. So enough of the garbage. Okay, so we just told you what the problem is. We told you what they're doing in public schools today. I want to see how smart you are. Okay? Let's go back to the fourth grade in 1862. This is a geography test. Okay? How many degrees of longitude are there? How many degrees wide are the temperate zones? Fourth graders. What is a watershed? Name the principal animals in the frigid zones. Name the different hells into which mankind is divided. What is a monarchy? What portion of people on the globe are pagans? Again, this is given to fourth graders during a test in geography in 1862. Elementary questions for elementary students. Number one, I insured two-thirds of a shop worth $36,000 and four-fifths of a house worth $6,000 paying $126. What's the rate of insurance? Fourth graders, friends. Number two, how many and how much money must be given with nine $100,000 shares at 15% discount in exchange for eight 100 bonds at 2% discount? Wow. Fourth graders. 1862. Math problems to be solved mentally only. No pencils or papers to be used in 1877. Number one, a boat worth $864, of which one-eighth belonged to A, one-quarter to B, and the rest to C, was lost. Which loss did sustain, it having been insured for $500? Fourth grade math questions, 1862. In 1877, mental problems to be solved by elementary students. On a farm, number one, on a farm there are 60 animals, horses, cows, and sheep. For each horse, there are three cows, and for each cow, there are two sheep. How many animals of each kind? Had to be solved mentally, friends. Number two, if seven men can do a piece of work in 4 days, in what time can it be done if three of the men leave when the work is half completed? They get you to think, don't they? See, because it was about education. It wasn't about indoctrination. You know, another thing they do in public schools today, friends, is they ask them a question. And then they give them the options that they want to give them. Well, what if the options that are given aren't the answers? That's how you confuse a student. Or maybe this one. This is real popular today. Two wanted to equal. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Only to further confuse the students. This is why they're going after the kids in public schools morally, now coming up with 70 different genders, only to add confusion. And the American people, they allow it. And again, they stand back and wonder what's wrong with their youth, what's wrong with their posterity. Well, look what you're subjecting them to. Did you just see recently, friends? We have a juicy two. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com, speaking of which. Transgender activist burned own dog to death in fake hate crime. He was just busted. Guess who's right on their heels? The Muslims are. Okay. And this is going to go on and on and on until America figures out that you are under attack. Okay? How about history questions in 1882? What is a writ of habeas corpus? And number two, what is a bill of attainder? And the reason you don't hear or are unable, perhaps, to answer these questions is because you're not being taught, nor were you taught, proper civics in high school, or middle school, or in elementary. Hey, friends, let me remind you, these are questions to fourth graders in 1882. They knew the answers. What's an ex post facto law? Enumerate the powers denied to the several states. What are bills of credit? I mean, let's be honest here. How many elementary students or even adults today can accurately answer any of these questions? But this is how your grandparents and your great-grandparents were educated. And that's why you still have the freedoms today to do the right things. But look what you've succumbed to. Look what you've allowed to take place in your country. by tolerating what our forefathers threw off. And keep in mind, they didn't just throw them off, they reestablished who we are as one nation under God on purpose. In 1787, the Federalist Papers were written by James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, and John Jay. This was written to let the people know why a federal constitution was needed. Listen carefully, okay? There's currently a law professor in Alabama who requires his law students to read this book, all of it. And why not? Before they can become attorneys, they will swear an oath to uphold this Constitution. So why not learn the intent of the document that they will swear to uphold? Yet those law students enrolled in the graduate level legal studies regularly complained to him about their teacher about the difficulties of reading that old Federalist Papers book. The professor, non-sympathetically responded, "I understand that this book was not written for the common average upstate New York farmer of 1787. Perhaps someday you, as graduate students, will attain to the educational level of those early New York farmers." And I know, friends, I just seen something today about this. Minimizing the intellect of our forefathers, as if to suggest the revisionists, by the way, the revisionists would have you obtain their propaganda and their indoctrination to believe that somehow they're smarter today than they were 240-some years ago. Nothing could be further from the truth. Not only were our forefathers fighting the Revolutionary War, but they were establishing a new government because they declared independence from a nation that would no longer be ruled by God, namely a king across the pond named King George. It's accredited to that of Abraham Lincoln. He said the philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government in the next. Be right. So what was the philosophy of the classroom of our early founders? And it's important that you listen to this, friends, because this is, again, how we are predicated, premised upon concerning the Word of God, the Rock of Ages. And at length, we'll come back to this again after our country's destroyed, after another country's destroyed, then they'll come back to the Rock of Ages again in hopes that they shouldn't have departed from the living God, and they'll teach their posterity not to depart from God because this is what happens if you don't. And then over time, they just allow dictators, the up-and-coming dictators, to go ahead and erase the past so they can create another future where they can be God in place of God, Isaiah 14, to destroy the country all over again. And by the way, this is the history of mankind. They depart from God, they give their allegiance over to a dictator that destroys them at length, he dies, he ends up in hell, and then because the up-and-coming generation didn't learn from the past, they end up repeating it once again, and once again, and once again, and once again. You're going to love this next segment. Hold on with us, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives is expected to vote soon on a resolution that would block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has a message for all his Democratic friends.
As a lawyer, the president's on firm legal ground. This is a specific statute that allows the president to move money around for a national emergency.
The stage is set for President Trump's second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This week's summit, a follow-up to the meeting in Singapore in June, is meant to help work towards a denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and certain security guarantees. Former National Security Official Michael Anton is a big fan of the summit being held in Vietnam.
And here's a country that, as you say, it's nominally communist, but it's a very open economy now. Kim is seeing that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Okay, so, again, giving you the answers, showing you your past, so you can grow in your future. And looking to our forefathers and seeing what they established and how they educated our grandparents' grandparents. And folks, this all came to a complete stop, little by little, friends, but it majorly came to a stop in the 60s. Okay? But I want to go back to the very beginning, the inception of the United States of America. And I want you to listen carefully, because when you begin to understand the philosophies, you're going to understand who the one that is responsible for the inspiration in giving us what we have today. Harvard was started by Congregationalists for training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I love this, because if you'd like to go to Harvard, you can still see their slogan. Okay? And I'm going to give it to you in just a moment. It produced signers of the Declaration, such as John Adams, John Hancock, Samuel Adams, William Ellery, William Hooper, Robert Trent Payne, William Williams, Elbridge Gebery, signers of our Constitution, William Samuel Johnson, and Rufus King. Other prominent leaders that came out of Harvard, Fisher Ames, a framer of the Bill of Rights, namely the First Amendment, along with George Washington, William Cushing, original U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Timothy Pickering, Revolutionary War General, Secretary of War for Presidents Washington and Adams. That's who came out of Harvard. What was their inspiration? What was their educational philosophies? Okay. The answer to that question is set forth in Harvard's two mottos. Forget me. Not slogans. Mottos. You ready for this? You can still see it on the side of the building. For Christ in the Church. This is Harvard's motto. for Christ in the church, for the glory of Christ. Look what it's become today. And we have nobody to blame but ourselves for allowing it to happen. Harvard's directives to students were, let every student be plainly instructed and consider well that the main end of his life in students is to know God and Jesus, which is eternal life, John 17:3, and therefore to lay Christ in the bottom as the only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning. Did you know this? 1-866-582-9933. The directives continue. At Harvard, everyone shall exercise himself in reading the scriptures twice a day, that he shall be ready to give such an account of his proficiency therein. Interesting. Oh, but Bradley, I got you on Yale. No, no, you don't. Yale also started by Congregationalists for training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Declaration signers from Yale, Lyman Livingston, Lewis Morris, Oliver Wolcott, signers of the Constitution from Yale, Abraham Baldwin, Jared Ingersoll, William Livingston, other prominent leaders from Yale, Noah Webster, famous educator, author of Webster's Dictionary. By the way, if you go to the very front of the Webster's 1828, you'll see a picture of Mr. Noah Webster there, and it says that he taught millions to read and not one to sin. And it's also interesting that when you go through Webster's 1828, the scripture references are given throughout the definitions. Whoa. Yep. How far we have fallen. And it's, by the way, it's not the Christianity that you see today. Today, what you see is a lack of Christianity. What we're talking about is established Christianity, that we're truly Christians. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. He that saith he loveth me, he'll keep my commandments, John 14:21. He that doesn't, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him, 1 John 2:4. So you have it. Zephaniah Swift, author of the first American law book, James Kent, a leading judge, a father of American jurisprudence. Yale admonishes students with, above all, have an eye to the great end of all of our studies, which is to obtain the clearest conception of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Yale's requirements, all scholars are to live a religious and blameless life according to the rules of God's Word, diligently reading the Holy Scriptures and constantly attending all the duties of a religion that it requires. Read John 15:10. Now, what of Princeton? Bradley, I surely got you at Princeton. No, you didn't. Princeton was started by Presbyterians to train ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It produced signers of the Declaration of Independence, Richard Stockton and Benjamin Rush. Signers of the Constitution from Princeton, Gunning Bedford, cool name. Jonathan Dayton, James Madison, the father of our Constitution, also the fourth president of the United States of America. William Patterson, and other prominent leaders from Princeton, Oliver Ellsworth, Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, and also Henry Lee, General in the American Revolution. William Bradford, George Washington's Attorney General. Now, when we go over to John Witherspoon, who is the president of Princeton University and also a signer of the Declaration of Independence, he told the students what is required of them. Every student shall attend worship in the college hall morning and evening, and shall attend public worship on the Sabbath. There shall be assigned to each class certain exercises for the religious instruction, and no student belonging to any class shall neglect them. It was mandatory. Witherspoon taught that he is the best friend to American liberty, who is most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled Christian religion, and who sets himself with the greatest firmness to bear down on profanity and immorality of every kind. He said, whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, I hesitate not to call him an enemy to his country. Who's assailing you on a 24/7 basis, America? Those that are enemies to God. Dr. Witherspoon taught that a true friend to liberty and to America would be to promote Christianity through its exhibition, its example, and bear down on profanity and immorality. How do you destroy a country? Do just the exact opposite. It's what they're doing today. In 1860, 262 of the 288 college presidents, this is just incredible information, it truly is. In 1860, 262 of the 288 college presidents were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. 262 of the 288 college presidents were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now look what you have. Over one-third of all faculty were the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can't make this stuff up, friends. In 1860, now moving to 1890, survey of state universities conducted by James Angell, president of University of Vermont and the University of Michigan, he said over 90% had chapel services. How important was it for the communities, the people at large, within the population of that which was established during the founding era of our country, and going to 1890, by the way, friends, which is 120 years later, almost. Is it not interesting, friends, that it was important to raise their children up under the Word of God? 50% had compulsory chapel. 25% required church attendance. You know, what people are appalled by today in this country, I want to tell you because I was there. But I don't find fault with them to try to excuse myself as to why I'm not following the Christ. I just wanted to make that clear. I'm busy righting the wrongs. I have a great opportunity because there's so few of us out there that are willing to stand up and right the wrongs and hold to the Word of God. It's a huge opportunity for us because there's very few that are willing to do it. There's very few that are willing to express their love for God by being the ones to do what so many are unwilling to do. Don't sit there and look at the faults of others as to why you're not doing what Christ commanded you to do. I think of none other than the son of Dodo, by the way, which was his name, Eleazar. And it's interesting to note in the book of Samuel that when the Philistines were round about, the children of Israel, they got out of Dodge. But what did Eleazar do? He picked up the sword of the Lord, not Gideon, but he picked up the sword because the victory was wrought by God, not by the sword of Eleazar. Okay, which was symbolic with Gideon in Judges 6. But going back to Eleazar, what did he do? He went and he disconfined the enemies because he had a prime opportunity to do so. And it's also interesting to note that after he defeated the Philistines, it's interesting to note, friends, that the children of Israel only came back for the spoil. How prevalent is that today in America? You know, they won't fight with Eleazar, but I'll tell you what, Eleazar wins the battle, they're going to be best of buddies with old Eleazar, aren't they? And they're going to want a little of what Eleazar took in the booty concerning what he took from the enemies of all unrighteousness. We can't stand back and look at the problems and say, you know what, this is why I'm not a Christian, because of their hypocrisy. That should be all the more reason why you become a better Christian. It should be all the more reason why you take the time to right the wrongs that they leave undone. So what you try to find is an excuse as to why you shouldn't. I have a reason as to why you should, all the more. Which will belittle your excuses as to why you don't. Folks, we have a huge opportunity here to right the wrongs. In the way that we do that, well, in fact, case in point, we're doing it right now by showing you that our forefathers did it, which was less than 3% of the population with 13 colonies and 55 signers, friends. In the face of all the opposition, God established them under the blessings in Deuteronomy 28, the first 15 scriptures. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Final segment showing you what our forefathers established, how they educated their children, and then their children, and then their children, up to the present. And this is information that's out of sight and out of mind for the most part. But I want to tell you, it's worth digging for, and if you dig, you're going to find the gold just like I did. And you're going to share it with the United States of America, just like I am. And you're going to share it with 53 countries that are without, that are trying to figure out what's going on with their countries. Now, let me go back to what I was saying during the last segment. Friends, don't find faults with hypocrites, because you already know they're hypocrites. It's not enough to sit there and complain about what they're leaving undone. It's enough to actually stand up and do what they've left undone. And again, righting the wrongs. That's what a real ministry does, by the way. It shows you their love by their works, and it shows you the world, their faith by their works. And if you read Isaiah 58 and Isaiah 61, it talks about how they're repairs of the breach. That's what we need in America. We need repairs of the breach. To reestablish what it was that our forefather gave us so we can have longevity. But it's not without the God that established it. And why would you want it that way in the first place? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm giving you mottos from Princeton, Yale, Harvard. I just shared with you that in 1860, 262 of the 288 college presidents were ministers of the gospel. Over one-third of all faculty was ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, when you look at many of the early patriots involved in writing the educational plans, authoring textbooks, and starting universities, one of those early leaders or forefathers was Benjamin Rush. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He served in three presidential administrations, along with Thomas Jefferson, the third president, John Adams, the second president, and James Madison, the fourth president. Dr. Rush helped found five colleges. He was a university professor, authored numerous textbooks, and he was one of the proposers of public schools when I suppose they felt that they could trust others. And he was also known as the father of public schools under the Constitution. He said that the Bible should always remain the principal textbook in American education. Why would someone want to sabotage that unless they want to be God? It doesn't work out for them people too long, does it? Benjamin Rush warned what would happen if the Bible were ever removed from public schools. This will answer a thousand questions, friends. This will remove all confusion in this one paragraph. Benjamin Rush said, in contemplating the political institution of the United States, I lament that we remove the Bible from schools, that we waste so much time and money in punishing crimes and taking so little pains to prevent them. For this divine book, above all others, favors that equality among mankind, that respect for just laws, and those sober and fragile virtues which constitute the soul of our government. This is Benjamin Rush. Did you hear what he said? He said prevention is better than cure. Speaking of our posterity, we have one of the highest incarceration rates in the world concerning our young people. They're in jail. They're in prison. Many don't know that it's designed to create slave labor. And the supposed correctional institutions in the United States of America make an average of $64 billion a year. I mean, look at Hollywood. Look at the media. Look at the educational indoctrination institutions, because that's what they are. They're busy teaching them how to be criminals. So they end up in jail. See, these people, they confuse licentiousness with that of liberty. And they think that they can go ahead and do whatever they want without consequence. Hey, folks, corrupt men can go ahead and give you that lie all day long because they're doing it all day long. But the fact of the matter is it's going to catch up to all of us sooner or later. Because you reap what you sow, and it rains on the just and the unjust. Okay? Isn't it interesting that young people today, they're given a Bible when they end up in jail? Instead of actually being handed a Bible in a public school so they don't go to jail, they're handed a Bible when they get to jail. That's pretty, let's just call it for what it is. That's ignorance in action, isn't it? That's pretty stupid that the parents would wait that long, isn't it? And what's even worse than that, many parents believe that the government's supposed to do the raising up of their children outside of themselves, which again falls to all of us, because at length, all of us are going to have to pay for it. And we know that the rehabilitation systems, folks, for the most part, just don't work. Why? Because it's without the Word of God. I want you to listen to this. It was Martin Luther that said, I'm afraid that the schools will prove the very gates of hell unless they diligently labor in explaining the Holy Scriptures and engraving them in the hearts of the young people. Of course. Of course. Look at the quotes of Russian revolutionaries, friends. What are they talking about? Give me a student for 4 years and I've got him for the rest of his life. Well, in America, you're giving them 12 years. And it's interesting because we know that the Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan, Mr. Hansen, said that in essence, the longer that kids stay in public school, the stupider they get. It's by design. Again, friends, I shared with you yesterday, this is how you create slaves. And slaves they will become. Isn't it interesting, friends, that we see on a daily basis that crime runs rampant? And it's interesting how governments, you know, the people that we allow to call themselves representatives, a reflection of what we tolerate in this country, their answer is to give government more control over our lives. You know, like when a crime is committed by a criminal with a gun, what do? They want to come in and they want to take away your gun. But has anybody taken the time, the seeds that were planted in a movie theater or on television? Who advocates gun violence and murder more than the media does, more than Hollywood does? Nobody does. I mean, even if you watch the news, which I haven't watched in 23 years, friends, because there's no truth in these devils, John 8:44. They'll tell you that if it bleeds, it leads. They do it for ratings. But what they don't know is they're inadvertently working for politicians who are working for special interest groups that are working for tyrants that want absolute control over your lives. We got to think things through. So here we have it. We have Hollywood teaching them how to commit the crime. We have the media teaching them how to commit the crime, and then they go to school, and then they're told about these crimes. They fail to tell the young people that it's criminals pulling the trigger, not law-abiding citizens pulling the trigger. And then what does government want to do? They want to come in with more garnered control. They want to wield more control over the people. And what do they use? They use crime. If people would only think things through, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in today. Fisher Ames, he helped frame the Bill of Rights. He purposed the final wording for the First Amendment, as I said earlier. He also said, objecting to other books before the Bible, he said, why then, if these books for children must be retained, as they will be, he said, should not the Bible regain the place it once held as a school book, its morals and pure, its examples captivating and noble, the reverence for the sacred book that is thus early impressed last long, and probably, if not impressed in infancy, never takes firm hold of the mind? But isn't it interesting, friends? Let me just show you the hypocrisy of man. Isn't it interesting, the man on the airplane, once he knows that there's something wrong with the aircraft, I had a friend that was a pilot, Bill, he works for Delta. He told me that he had the NBA team, I believe it was the Chicago Bulls, and he said they were partying it up. And he said all of a sudden we started to go through some turbulence, and one of the jet engines, went out. He said you should have seen the way that they were acting. You know, no fear of God when everything's going okay, but when something goes wrong and the plane starts to go down, guess what happens? Everybody begins to seek God's face. Who wants a fair-weathered friend? With friends like that, friends, let me ask you, who needs enemies? Those are the worst of men. How do you like people using you? And then when they get what they want, they can care less if you're around ever again until they need you the next time. That's how people treat the living God. What's my point? Isn't it amazing how people have to learn the hard way before they go to the cross of Jesus Christ and seek His face? I'll tell you what, when you taste and see that the Lord is good, you want to stay for more and more and more. We'll be right back.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.